What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, we'd like to welcome our first guests of the day. Gavin Morello and his mother, Jean, join us here at Fenway Park. How we doing?
Doing good. How
you got the old school City Connect, which are now just the alternate yellows. You like those?
Very much so.
That jersey just pops.
It does.
It just looks good. You know, that when that first came out, people thought, like, why are the Red Sox wearing a yellow jersey? And then when you make that emotional connection to the 2013 team, which I still think is you know, kind of an overlooked champion, like we have so many World Series this century, right? They're just awe-inspiring, and I'm sure that means a lot to
you. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's start at this end of things instead of the beginning. We'll go back, but I read that you just finished up chemotherapy this past Sunday.
Yes, I did.
How awesome.
Way to go.
Awesome. It's just unbelievable, really. I mean,
to ring the bell and to have all our families and friends with us to know that we were at the Dana-Farber getting the best care we could get. He got through 8 cycles of chemotherapy and 33 proton radiation sessions to get to that bell. So,
wow.
Not to mention 3 surgeries.
And were you guys all like, I wasn't really sure I had any tears left, but
always more.
Yeah,
always more. But good tears.
Yeah.
Good tears.
No, that's really impressive. So, how has this been for you guys? How has the support in the family been?
It's been unbelievable. I mean, from Dana-Farber to just family and friends, everyone has been so supportive, and just there's no answer in this. You're always going to be given something, and
everybody from Dana-Farber, Jimmy Fund Clinic, we were actually at Mass General as well. Our family and friends, everyone has been so supportive. We can't say enough about the Jimmy Fund. We can't say enough about the nurses, the doctors. Dr. Janeway, who was here earlier, is also his doctor. Just amazing all around. And, you know, when you go into this battle and you don't know what to expect, it's amazing to have that kind of support and those kind of answers available to you when you need them.
So I think it's important. Obviously, we're getting great stories about Dana-Farber and the treatment and the Jimmy Fund, but it's also important how your diagnosis came about and to kind of relay to people. There's a lot, you know, we've seen shoulder pain, random shoulder pain, and you go to the, for you, it started as a bump on your head?
Yeah, so it was one night my father came up to me and just like pat me on the head, and then he felt a huge lump there. And I have a pre-existing condition called neurofibromatosis, or NF for short. So first we thought it was just like a fibroma, which is like a non-cancerous tumor. Mm-hmm. But after the MRI, which was about 3 weeks after we found the bump, you know, they found out it was cancerous.
And what was the initially inside the home? You guys probably just stunned at first.
We were shocked because even his doctor, his clinical doctor for neurofibromatosis, really didn't think it was going to be cancer because it's rare even to get it when you have NF.
But as we found out over the last couple of days, and I'm sure as you guys have found out on your journey, these anomalous things happen, and then it doesn't become why me or how in the hell did this happen. It's more about what can we do next. And you spoke earlier about you don't hear no. There's always something positive.
Yeah.
Did you guys have a moment yourselves where you thought this is pretty heavy. This is going to be a challenge. And then that great spirit and energy of Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber filled you guys with that hope and that energy you needed?
Absolutely.
Of course, every step of the way.
But initially with the sarcoma diagnosis, because sarcoma is a very rare cancer, he actually has been diagnosed with MPNST, which is a malignant peripheral nerve sheath tumor, which is somehow associated with NF. 15% of people that have neurofibromatosis can get MPNST as well. So, you know, it's a rare cancer. It's a dangerous cancer. The more you read, the more upset you can get. Mm-hmm. But being at the Jimmy Fund, being with Dr. Janeway and her team, they just, every step of the way, walk you through, like, all the possibilities, what's going on. They give you the hope that you need to get step to step. And I'll tell you, if you had told me I'll be here in February once we first found out about that, I wouldn't have believed you.
Gene and Gavin, how important is that trust factor? We had guests yesterday that said they went other places.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And they got diagnoses that they didn't either trust or didn't love. And then at some point when you're at Dana-Farber, you realize they're the best. They know the best course of action. I kind of just need to trust them and not worry about anything else. How important is that?
I mean, we live in one of the best cities in the world or the country, if you want to put it that way. But, I mean, you really can't trust every person at Dana-Farber. They will really make sure.
Yep.
They will really make sure that you know everything. They'll tell you anything you need to do. They'll... No.
They follow up, even when you're home. You know, we're constantly getting phone calls. How's he doing? What's going on? I mean, it's just amazing. Like, it really is. Like, I can't, if you've never been in this position or never been having a close family member associated with this, you just don't know, like, all that goes into it. The social workers, the nurses, the nurse practitioners, the doctors, child life, all the experiences the kids and adult patients get to be part of as well. It's just an amazing network. It really is.
Sounds like you have now that you're moving on to the next phase, congratulations again on finishing the last round of chemo, that you have a whole host of interests, and now the next stage is you're going to be going to school.
Yes.
And you're going to be going to University of Maine, am I correct?
University of Maine for new media. So, Nesson, I mean, if you want an internship.
You're going to be going
smart
to,
kid.
Going to, you're playing a marching band, karate, video games, video editing, and you're going to be going for new media and film school. Fellow film school grad right here. Way to go. Nerds Unite. That's pretty great, and it sounds like you'll be able to do all your own things. You can shoot, you can edit, you can be your own stuntman in there. You can do the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, it's anything. I'm really looking forward to going next year.
Do you dabble in that now? Do you do things on your iPhone? Do you?
I used to do it for class in high school because we had a film and media division.
Oh nice.
So I would do edit videos for the news program. I would record stuff.
He also made a documentary. He's being shy, but he made a documentary for the high school on what it used to look like in the 90s because they had an open classroom type of concept.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So he interviewed people that had gone to the school during that time period and the teachers, and it actually got how many likes on YouTube?
On 1,000 something.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You're a natural storyteller.
Thank you.
Now we're moving on to the next chapter of your
Thank
story.
You.
So where do you, if you could pick the perfect career in that area, behind the camera, in front of the camera, documentarian, like what is your Gavin's dream job?
I mean, I prefer behind the camera mainly because, obviously, it's a little intimidating.
Come on.
Wait, there's people there?
They'll literally put anybody on TV, as you can previously tell.
Yeah, but I mean, I really prefer camera work, and
get a favorite director or a favorite cinematographer?
James Gunn.
James Gunn, nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the new Superman?
That was really good.
It was awesome.
Really? Yes.
Awesome. He nailed it. Before we let you go, what's the future hold? So you finished chemotherapy. Where are we with all of that?
So I'm going to probably just go back to work for a year and then head off to UMaine next year.
And keep in touch with Dana-Farber. Any checkups, regular visits?
We have every 3 months we're going to have scans.
Good.
So we'll be doing that just for, to make sure the cancer never returns.
And do you feel, I know we're all parents here, so we know probably never, sleep is an option sometimes at best, but do you feel good now, now that you've gone to the other side here and he's finished the chemotherapy? How are you feeling?
I do. I feel good. I feel that we are in
you
good
breathe
hands.
Again?
I can breathe. I mean, it's always in the back of your mind.
Of course.
It's never going to go away, but like I said, I can't say enough about Dana-Farber. I can't say enough about the Jimmy Fund. They're just the place you want to be if you have to be in this situation. They really are.
But they need our support. They need the listeners' support. Every dollar matters. 877-738-1234 is one of the many ways you can donate. As I said, if it's a dollar, it's $5, whatever you can do to help out the cause today and the bigger picture cause of K-ing cancer, as the slogan says. Gavin Morello, Gene, appreciate you joining us. Good
Thank
luck
you.
At Maine. Even though my son's at UNH, I believe that's like a rivalry. Good luck with
Look forward to reading about you on Rotten Tomatoes soon enough.
And like Superman in 10 years, you'll be the one behind it, right? When they do a reboot again. All right, Gavin. Thank you, Gene. Right. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Up next
on
WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk to Martina Reardon and Liam Hendricks here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.